はい。
Give unto the Lord, all ye kindreds of people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory to His name. Bring an offering and come into His court. Bring an offering and come into His court. Let the heavens rejoice and the earth be glad. Let the sea roar with the fullness thereof. Bring an offering and come into His court. Bring an offering and come into His court. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory in His name. Bring an offering, come into His court. Bring an offering and come into His court. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Sing unto the Lord, bless His name. Bring an offering and come into His court. Bring an offering and come into His court. For the Lord is great,
yes you are,
and greatly to be praised.
We praise You greatly, Lord.
Sing unto the Lord, bless His name. Bring an offering and come into His court. Bring an offering and come into His court. Over the mountains and the sea, Your river runs with love for me. And I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands. For I will always sing of when Your love came down. I could sing of Your love forever. 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 And oh, I feel like dancing. It's foolishness, I know. But when the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now. Over the mountains and the sea, Your river runs with love for me. And I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands. For I will always sing of when Your love came down. I could sing of Your love forever. 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 Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Sing it, church.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see
this welcome of spirit in this house today. Just come and dwell in this. You're talking to somebody here today that just wants, that wants to see you, Lord. There's somebody here today that just wants, needs a helping hand today.
Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 I want to see you.
Rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
We love you, Lord.
We love you, Lord.
Take joy,
my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear,
in your ear.
Church wants to whisper in your ear, Lord, we love you. We love you, Jesus.
For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. And I exalt thee.
I exalt you, Lord. I exalt you.
I exalt thee. I exalt thee. Oh, Lord. I exalt thee. And also, your boy,
Shemanai. Oh, come now and listen, listen to what I say, for I will give to you the day of your life. I shall lead you through your troubles. I will push them all away as you follow after me each day. Choose now, choose the life you wish to lead. Do you want to have me guide you and set you free? For I will show you a love that you've never known before, as you take my hand and follow me.
The Lord thus saith the Lord God, you are mine. You are mine. I have bought you with a price, and I am a jealous God, and I love you with an everlasting love. You are mine. You are mine. I will share you with no other. You are mine. Let go. Let go, saith the Lord. Let go of those things that hold you back from me. Let go of those things that hold you back from me. You are mine. You are mine. Thus saith the Lord.
He's saying, I am your warrior king. I am the master of everything.
When we had singing earlier in the spirit, and then she sang in the natural, it talks about that in scripture. We'll sing in the spirit, and we'll sing with the natural also. We'll speak in the spirit, we'll speak with the natural also. It says in the word also, everyone bring a song and a hymn and a spiritual song, and make melody unto the Lord. So praise the Lord.
The Lord would like me to share something in a meeting yesterday that I was in. This lady was telling us about an email that had come across. And I just want to share this with you guys this morning because it was so precious. It just really broke my heart because so many times we think God is so far away from us. But it was about this young child. She's about 5 years old. And she witnessed a real bad fight between her father and her mother. And the result of it was that the man killed his wife and then committed suicide in front of his young child. And the child was put into child custody and was placed in a Christian home. And the lady took her to Sunday school and told the Sunday school teacher what had happened to this young child and that the child did not know Jesus. Their family was not a Christian family that she'd come from. And in the course of the Sunday school service, the teacher held up a picture of Jesus and asked the children, do you know who this man is? And this little girl raised her hand and she said, I know that man. He was the man that came and held me all night, the night that my father killed my mother. And I was just so touched by that because sometimes, you know, we are so trying to do everything on our own. But Jesus is that close to each one of us. If we will just go to Him, He wants to be just like that for us. He will hold us all through the night and the day.
We've got a bunch of announcements. We're going to wait till the end of church to give them. I just want to really feel. God gave me one little question this morning to ask, and it's really, He says, you know, what are you searching for here? you know, in your hearts, what do you walk through those doors for each Sunday? Why do you come? You know, if everybody just for a second, close your eyes. Gwen, can you do that one song, that quiet place? But just close your eyes for a second and listen. And just ask yourself that question. You know?
Seek His face. It's there that you'll find release. It's there that you'll find His peace. There in the quiet place.
In that quiet place of our hearts, in that quiet time that we can talk to Jesus, that brings us close. Everybody needs to give themselves that time. Just ask that question, what are we searching for? I know a lot of times in my life it's the question, it's not the answer. You're searching more for a question than the answer. And we need to find the right question first, and He has the answer to meet each part of us. And that's where we come through these doors. That's the reason I come through these doors, to ask a new question each and every day. Because He already has the answers for it. It's the search that's more important. That's where it comes down to, is the search. So after Ben's message, we've got a lot of announcements, a lot of things to say. But I think right now His word is more important than that. So I just like to give it over to our pastor.
There's a young lady who'd like to.
Oh, we have one young lady here that has a song to sing for us that fits right in with everything. Or two young ladies. So awesome.
Thank you.
Jesus said, unless you become as a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom. Turn that thing down.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello. Okay, I'm on. You know, I don't know where you're coming from or what you're up to, but the Lord has drinks all around. There's plenty for everybody. You know, this is Joel's bar. Because Joel said that the Spirit would be poured upon all flesh and especially upon the handmaidens in those days. Peter got up after Pentecost and says, them guys ain't all drunk. This is what Joel talked about. Well, now, how do you picture drunk? They're probably laughing and having a good time and staggering around. And so the first picture of the church is when they come down out of the upper room, they were happy. You know, if we all look like bulldogs and baptized in pickle juice, who wants to hang around with us? There's plenty of that. See, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And Jesus has come to give us joy. You're blessed this morning because what I had, I was going to give, he changed it on me. So this is right out of the Word. The other was too, but you know, a lot of people need healing, and there's a lot of places where they believe in healing, but there isn't any ever happened. You know, and we can believe in a lot of stuff, but. But unless it happens, you know, what does it mean to somebody? You know, if you got migraines and you sit through 2 hours of church and your head hurts worse than when you came, what's the purpose? The purpose is to set us free. Now, this is a hospital. And we got Dr. Jesus, the physician. He's here right now, today. And if you got troubles, he's going to take care of them. It doesn't have to be a physical thing. Maybe it's a mental thing. Maybe it's something wrong with your heart, you know. But he's here. See, and the good part of it is, I know he's here. He always shows up. When we worship him, he says, two or more gather in my name, I'm in the midst of it. And I'm just feeling good today. I remember going to Mount Rushmore. Anybody ever been there? They got those stone faces. And I had visited the pastor, and I called him back up, and I says, hey, I feel like I've been in church this morning. He says, how's that? And I said, well, I'm at Mount Rushmore. He says, what do you mean? I said, all have stone faces. So you don't have to have a stone face. You can smile. It won't break your face. Hallelujah. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. I want to go to Matthew chapter 8 this morning. And, you know, this Bible to me is just like it came off the printing press this morning. And the ink's still hot. And as we're looking at this, it's real. It is. This is reminding me, we're going to go back to Georgia next month. And I was in a jailhouse in Georgia and wanted to know if there's anybody in there that needed something from the Lord. And the Lord put me down on the floor twice, just laughing, just like a madman. I just lay in there, just laughing and laughing. And these nine black guys and this white guy's looking at me like, this guy's nuts. And the second time I'm down laughing, I said, Lord, you're making a fool out of me. He says, that's the point. I don't want them to look for you for nothing. I said, well, you're doing a good job. I finally got back up, and I said, who's got bad backs? And two guys held their hands up. And the first one, when the Lord touched him and his leg moved, he felt it in his hip. You know what that says? God is here now, and he's touching me. And everything went silent. And, oh, before I prayed for him, I said, you know, we're in this jailhouse, and there's no guards in here. We're locked in a room. I said, if I'm telling a lie, then I'm probably in trouble. And they were just looking at me like, yeah, man, you're weird, now you're getting in trouble. But I said, the Lord is healing today. I said, and both them guys raised their hands, I said, he's going to heal you today. He's going to heal you today. And you say, how can I do that? How outlandish can it get? I know my Lord. And he's in the healing business. Hallelujah. So these guys get healed. And there was a guy there, black guy big enough to hunt bear with a switch. And he'd been shot in the belly with a shotgun in a drug raid. And they were going to put bags on his side and do all kinds of stuff. And as I went along praying, I got down a ways and this man is crying. And you don't cry in jail because it's a sign of weakness. And he just tears, right? And I went back to him and I said, what happened to you? He said, oh, my pain is gone. I'm healed. When I got done with that service, I said, any of you guys want this power for the Holy Ghost? And all 10 of them jumped at once, just like I had a electric thing on the bench and hit the button, you know. They all jumped right now. Why? Because they've seen Jesus moving. They felt his power. And so I want to read today and encourage you about the power of Jesus. And something else, he's no respecter of persons. And it says in the Bible, if Jesus heals somebody, they can't speak lightly of him. All of a sudden, they know he's real. Somebody hanging around may not know it, but boy, when he touches your body, you know it. Ooh, hallelujah. Wally, would you tell, you had a healing last Sunday. Can you give us a quick rundown on that? Just stand right there. Tell them how long you suffered.
I have, okay, thank you. I fell when I was 16 or 17, about 8 feet, and hit the back of my neck, and the three top vertebrae in my neck, the atlas and the axis, were screwed so far out of place that all three nervous systems that run through those bones and out and around them had tremendous pressure on them. And I felt like I was shut down about 40%. I made a big mistake. I thought I'd been to church all my life and that I knew all the answers and I needed to go fishing. So I went fishing on that Sunday, and boy, was that a mistake, because I put one foot on a log that was going across a deep chasm, and the bark was gone and I was down and hit. Well, I walked with that. I'm 62 now, and I, last Sunday, was delivered from a twisted neck and twisted spine. Every time I'd lay down in my chair at home, my left foot would stick up like this, my right foot would lay over like it's supposed to. And it was a constant witness to me that I just wasn't there. I wasn't straight. And when Bud sets you down and does this to you, he's not grabbing you and wrenching you around like a chiropractor does. He probably could do that. He's got the power and the strength, and he can dance well enough to dance on it if he needs to. But I'm telling you, the Lord is through his hand and through his heart and blessing and praising everyone in the path. The Lord Jesus wants to heal you.
Amen.
He wants to show you how wonderful he is. And he wants to love you like you've never been loved before.
Amen. Now, I want to tell you, I can't, like I say, I can't heal anybody. You know, I could have jerked him around and snapped his head and jumped on him, but for years I went to a chiropractor. I was forever getting my neck out because I used to haul lumber and I'd throw the chains over and my neck would pop out. And that'd always be on Saturday or Friday night when you had to wait till Monday with a sore neck. And then you go and pop your neck, and then you put out of the parking lot in the grocery store on the way home and somebody honked their horn or something and you snap your neck and then it's bad again. It was just misery, just on and on and on. And finally, when the Lord come along, I haven't been to one in years. I don't plan on going. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, chapter 8 in Matthew. When I was come down from the mountain, when he was come down from the mountain, multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if it's your will, you can make me clean. You can heal me. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy was cleansed. Now, leprosy, in case you don't know, the flesh is rotting away. And he just touched him and immediately, I mean, that's like zap, it was over. Now, the difference between a miracle and a healing is, a miracle is right now, and the healing began. Sometimes it's a process, okay? But this leper, he says, glory, you know? Now, okay, let's go on. Jesus said to him, see thou tell no man, and go thy way, and show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift Moses commanded thee of a testimony to them. When Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came him a centurion beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of a palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will. Same thing he said up there before, right? Come and heal him. Now, the centurion is a heathen. He's a Roman soldier, and the Jews hated the Romans, and the Romans hated the Jews, okay? And so here's this officer coming. He's got many people under him, and he says, Jesus, would you come and heal? And Jesus, without thinking about who this guy is or who he's going to go see, he said, I'll come down there. I will. I will come. Think about that. Why would he want to go down and heal some Roman? Let them all die. That's what the Jews wanted to. They called them dogs. And Jesus, without even thinking about it. Now, when Jesus said, I will, that means the Father says, I will. That means the Holy Ghost says, I will. So all three of them are saying, I will. Because they're all in the same will. Everything you see Jesus do is what the Father wants him to do. He said, I won't do anything unless I see the Father do it. And I won't say it unless he tells me to. And he said, I will. No royal telephone or nothing. Just, yes. Praise the Lord. You know, if you watch Jesus the way he prayed, he was a man of few words. Like the guy has got a legion of demons. 3,000 of them, approximately. And they're crying out, and he said, what's your name? Legion, because we're many. Did he get a rocking chair and start naming the whole crew? No. They said, we don't want to go out in the dry places. Can we go over in this herd of hogs? And Jesus had this big, long prayer. Go! If you read about Jesus, it'll cut down your prayers when you're trying to get something done. Okay. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worried that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. For I'm a man under authority, and when I tell them to jump, they jump. Go, they go, and come, they come. I don't know how many of you was ever in the army or military. They tell you to do something, you better. They want it immediately, if not sooner. Like that, right now, okay? So the centurion saying, hey, I command people all the time. If I'm a general and Mike's any place underneath and I tell him jump, he jumps. Right now. No slobbering. I mean, it's right now. No arguing. You don't think about it. You just do it. And so he's saying, if Jesus just speaks the word, it's going to happen. Think about that. How many of us have prayed and seen somebody in another state healed? Okay? Amen. It works. See, the sword is long. It'll reach clear around the world. Send that word. My servant be healed. Hallelujah. He can stick a devil without even looking. Ah! Praise the Lord. How many knows the devils aren't old-fashioned? They're still hanging around. All right. When Jesus heard, he marveled. Now, Jesus only marveled twice in the New Testament. He marveled about the centurion, and he marveled at the church with their unbelief. The Pharisees, he marveled because he couldn't believe. He only marveled twice. He marveled at the centurion, and he marveled at the unbelief of the church. How many knows we have to fight doubt and unbelief all the time? It's just something that just tries to pull on us like a short overcoat, you know? You just got it hanging on you. Every time I go to pray for somebody, the devil says, it ain't going to work. Can't you see how blue he is? You're not going to get out of that bed. You see, you've got to pass over all that. What do you go back to? What he said. This is what we stand on. I don't care what you see or feel or touch or smell. This is what it says. God is real and he's talking to us. Because now we're getting to the red print. Ooh. When Jesus heard, he marveled and said to them, that followed. Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. And I say to you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. He's saying right there that the ones that God called, many of them who fall into doubt and unbelief and they're plotting to kill him, they're going to end up losing out. And here's a centurion over here, and he's got enough faith. You know why that centurion believes Jesus? He watched things happen. He's been hanging around. He's been seeing this stuff go on, and he might have been right there when the leper was planted. This guy, you know, when he says something happens. And then he associated that with authority. You know that Jesus gives us authority over sickness and illness and disease? If somebody had cancer here today, to me, it's an unclean spirit. Why? Because it's trying to destroy your body. I prayed for a gal with epilepsy last night. That's a spirit. We've had people healed of epilepsy. What did the little girl next door have, the Yale's granddaughter? Is it epilepsy? She went back and she got a clean report. Think about it. Had it since birth, and she's what? 10? 7 or 8? You see, that's the devil trying to kill us. Jesus has come to give us life more abundantly, and it says the enemy comes but to kill, steal, and destroy. So if you're hurting, Jesus ain't got the knife in your back. It's the devil. I got a real simple faith. You got a good God and a bad devil. So you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. You got a good God and a bad devil. And the good God wants to release you from the power of the devil. Thank you, Jesus. I'm sure glad he changed it, because I'm going to be in the Old Testament wandering around. It was good, but this is good. Okay, Jesus said to the centurion, "Go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee." And the servant was healed in the selfsame hour. And if you really look that up, it was immediate. Immediately the servant was healed. And you know, some people say, well, maybe I don't have faith enough. Okay? And the first time that I prayed for a little girl that was going numb, her body was going numb, I told her, I said, "Now, this is what we're going to do. You just act like you just fell over dead and your tongue's hanging out." She was 16 years old. And "I'm going to raise you from the dead. Now, whose faith are you going to use?" And she looked at me and said, "Well, yours. Because I'd be dead. I wouldn't have much faith, you know." And so I said, "Okay, now I want you to relax. I got enough faith for both of us. Just don't oppose me. Just let me pray." You know what? Her spine was straightened. And her sister and her brother had her sweatshirt up as we were pulling out of the yard, because the chiropractor made these little checks. They went out like that. And one week, you know, the next thing you know, they were straight. She was healed. So, see, if you got faith of a mustard seed, that's not very much. Smallest seed on earth. You can move mountains. I'm not trying to be some actor today. I'm just full of it. I can't help myself. I'm happy. Yeah. This is a jailhouse man.
Yesterday I sat with a woman. First time I sat down with her. And we were talking about some things. One thing she said, Daryl, you'll like this. She said, "I'm a Baptist." And I said, "You're on the right track."
Amen.
And we went ahead, and while we were talking about some things, she said, "Oh, also, I have panic attacks." She just happened to mention it. And I knew that I was going to pray against that spirit of fear. And so I described to her that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a clear mind.
A sound mind.
And I thought, well, instead of me praying for her against that spirit, let me teach her how to pray against that. Because we'd already determined they come and go. She never knows when they're coming. The last 5 minutes, 45 minutes, she never knows. It's all that. And I said, "Can you tell when they're about to come upon you?" "Yes." And we talked a little bit more, and she said, "And I'm beginning to have one right now." Now, in my mind, I'm thinking there's a spirit in you that's getting scattered and getting all nervous and getting upset.
You want to end up in a hug.
And I said, to her, "Tell it to go in Jesus' name." And she just sort of looked at me like she was considering this. "Go in Jesus' name." And she said that, "Go in Jesus' name," very softly. I said, that's it. Go in Jesus' name. She said it again. I said, we had a few words, maybe 10 or 15 seconds worth, and I thought, oh, I got to check. How about that spirit of fear and that panic attack you said was coming on?